Hello, folks. Will Koontz here, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I know, we just heard you, enough of you. I hear you. I understand your pain. But I have some exciting news to share. This is the first edition, our pilot episode, of a new podcast program that we're putting out called the Wove Sessions. The Wove Sessions is a collaboration between the Wove Print Company here in St. Petersburg and HMB Radio. Every final Friday, they have a band that they book and have them play right in their studio there, and they open it up and have the general public come in and watch. So what we decided to do was to do an interview and intermix the interview with the live show. So out of this, you're actually going to hear the actual performance from that night intermixed with an interview with RGSM. That's who our first one is with, Rachel and Roger. RGSM. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll do this monthly. I guess that's the plan. Anyways, so please enjoy our first edition of Wove Sessions with RGSM. Rachel, Roger Thomas, welcome to the new Wove Sessions.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's pretty fun. We're going to see how this goes. So tell me, how did you guys get together and start playing music together?
We met at an open mic next to Bloom, which is the rehearsal space that we rehearse at. It's now called Paper Cranes, but it was called 910 Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Roger playing guitar, and I was like, oh my God, where'd he come from? And then we jammed, and the rest is history.
We are Orgasm.
We'll be right back. How long have you guys been playing music? I'm sure you've been doing it separately for probably a long time, right?
Yes. I've been playing since I can remember. I play piano. I also play flute and sing, but I've been doing the singer-songwriter thing for about 10 years.
It's a long time. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you started playing when you were 13.
Well, I started lessons when I was 7, but I was playing in restaurants and bars at 14.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What about you, Roger?
I started playing drums when I was 7, so I've been playing about 23 years. And I started playing guitar seriously when I was probably 13, so 15, 16, 17 years.
I'm always really jealous of musicians because I think it's probably the coolest thing you can do. Like going to concerts, everybody looks really cool. It's one of those things you either have or you don't.
Yeah.
Did you both, I'm sure.
I can't say I had that for anything. Like,
you had to learn it? You had to pick it up as you?
The only reason that I can play anything is because of this sheer amount of time and like focus. Because when I was younger, when I was in middle school and high school, I mean, I literally would play, 10 hours a day. Wow. And I would write and record my own albums in my bedroom and hang microphones from the inside of my closet to my cymbals and stuff, So I just played all the time, but I think a lot of hard work went into it, and that's why I don't know. I'm disappointed with most of the output that I have right now.
Well,
so
you should be, right? I mean, that's what makes you want to do better.
Exactly. Want to grow.
Yeah.
For sure.
When you're happy with something, then that's a bad sign.
It is, yeah.
In general, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a song I'm feeling now. Someone tell me that I matter.
Invincible.
This was the first song. So we got together and we jammed one night. It was the first time that we played together. And we actually wrote this song that night. And I didn't put lyrics to it until maybe like a week or two later, and then we came back and that we had our first song that was Invincible. So that's, it's kind of about us.
Still my favorite.
Yeah, mine
still too. My favorite. We'll be right back.
I think St. Pete is a really big arts hub right now, like art, not necessarily just music.
Sure.
I feel like the music is really, I've lived here my whole life and I've seen it growing, and art, like the murals downtown, is a huge thing with St. Pete now. And we rehearse at Bloom, which a lot of artists go there and they paint like James. And
are you familiar with Bloom?
Sure.
Yeah, so it's like all of the big murals in St. Pete, kind of that's their home base. And they just kill it on a constant basis.
So you got somebody playing music while somebody's painting.
Right.
It's a cool place to be a part of.
Yeah.
And have like a key to the door.
Definitely.
And get to go there anytime we want. And
it's because you're literally surrounded by art. So you're it's like a circus.
Keeps you inspired.
Yeah.
To keep going.
Hell yeah.
And it's feed constantly
off each other's
changing.
Energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
plays when it's called Letters.
This song I wrote about, I also do my own solo stuff on the side, and I wrote a song called Paper Cuts, and a friend of mine heard me playing it, and he wrote a poem to me as I was singing this song, and I ended up taking that poem that he wrote about me and turned it into another song. So a song influenced a poem, influenced another song that I brought to Roger. So, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It was pretty wild.
Art influences art influences art.
This next song we just released. It's on our SoundCloud, it's on iTunes, on Spotify, all that social media shenanigans. Our handle is RGSMMM. Like our guys is this song is called Wild. Like a 10-minute. He's made an image of the wild one. I do something zooms from his heart. No fear on the edge of the horizon.
Yeah, that was the track that we went to Full Sail and recorded. That was initially Rachel's song that we were like, she invited us to go up there and record it, and it came out. Like, we ended up working for not really 6 months, but it took us 6 months to actually release the song and do it right. So that's the first song that we have right now, and I'm really proud of it. I mean, in 2.5 weeks, we had 5,000 organic listens, so that's pretty dope.
Wow.
So I'm excited. Like, we've had some write-ups, and people seem to be responding well to the song. It's just on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
All right, there we go. The first pilot edition of HMB Radio's Wove Sessions. You just heard it. I told you, pretty good. Not that bad, right? I thought it was fun. So this month, we're going to be recording the next Wove Sessions on June 24th. And you can expect that towards the end of July, around the same time next month. But if you want to come out to the actual show and come hang out with us, you're welcome to do that. It is June 24th, and it's going to be with the band Mo Booty. Mo Booty. So I can't wait to talk to those guys, but come out and hang out with us. It's located at 2036 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. And go check out the Wove Print Company for more info. I believe their website is woveprint.co. And make sure you check out hmbradio.com. To follow other podcasts that are going on, including the Homemade Broadcast, my mom's favorite podcast with James Bailey, and now this Wove Sessions thing. So subscribe, keep up. Thank you very much for listening. I like you more than a friend. And check out the Homemade Broadcast Sunday, 6:15 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete.